So is there somebody that gets a feeling that comes up from time to time, and you have a guess, oh, I'll bet it goes back somewhere. Somewhere to where I could have used additional resources that you would like to explore using this incredible process called Change Personal History. Is that a hand up, Lindsay? Come on up. Thank you for coming up. I want you all to notice yesterday I said it's okay to sit down when you're gathering information about outcomes. When you are anchoring, go back to the psychogeography stuff you learned from Larry. It is most important that the person have all of their access to all of their body, and so standing is important. And you'll notice that if I'm asking her to review things and make images and I'm here, what's going to happen? She can't do that. I'm in her thinking space. So the one thing you want to make sure you don't do is stand right directly in front of someone, because then you're in their issue. Yeah, and you don't want to be in their issue. You want to be able to give them the opportunity to think and do whatever they need to think and do about. So it's important that you stand, and that you stand typically alongside, close enough that you could anchor someone and use your anchors. So like with anchor integration, we will end up using two different anchors for this. Our first anchor is that of something that comes up that feels unresourceful. You have something you thought of.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And we're going to use that to find the origin of the issue. And then we won't use it again. It's to take us back to where we need to go. Then we will create an anchor for a resource that we add in back there. So, comfortable here, or would you like me on the other side?
This is good.
This is okay?
Yeah.
All right. So, thank you anyway for volunteering so the group can learn. What is the issue, the feeling that comes up from time to time that you'd like to explore?
Speaking in front of people.
Oh. This is one of those that goes, being in front of people. And, yeah.
In front of groups.
Mm-hmm. Like you are right now.
Yeah.
So perfect opportunity, because it might bring up some of those issues. Uh-huh. So what happens to you when you're speaking in front of a group?
Well, it didn't used to, but recently, I've gotten more nervous and my voice starts to shake.
Mm-hmm.
But I used to be really confident, and my voice would be really solid and mm-hmm. really in my body. But now, for some reason, I seem to get kind of shaky, mm-hmm. and my voice feels really weak.
Mm-hmm. So are you getting any of that being up here a little?
Just a little bit.
I noticed. Okay. All right. So can you think of a powerful experience you had where you really noticed you were shaky and weak mm-hmm. in front of a group?
Yeah.
Okay, put yourself back there. Yeah. And notice where do you feel the shakiness in your body besides realizing your voice is feeling shaky?
It's like my heart rate goes up.
Okay. So right here, you could actually feel it right there. I'm going to anchor that. So feel that shakiness in your heart. Notice what that feels like. And just allow that feeling to be there and acknowledge that this is a shakiness that you get whenever you are speaking in front of a group now. And if it's easier, you can close your eyes and holding that anchor yourself. So this becomes a self-anchor, and I also have this anchor. Allow that feeling, Lindsay, to take you back in time to experiences where you felt this still this shakiness around your heart. It may change a little bit, but something about that area of your body. What are the other experiences associated with this? And if possible, allow yourself to go back to the very first time you ever remembered feeling this. And just give me a nod when you get those experiences, when you felt that shaky sensation in your body, and your voice was quivering?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what's this first one about? How old are you?
I don't know, it was like 5 years ago.
Okay, so this goes back to
four
or 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Okay. So thank your unconscious mind for that memory, and let's see if it goes back even further. There might be something way back there hidden that you haven't thought about for a while.
Mm-hmm. But I didn't used to do this.
Yeah.
So
when you were younger, you don't remember doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's see. Take that feeling, that shaky feeling you have, and see if it goes anywhere earlier than the 4 or 5 years ago. Just let the feeling guide you. Don't try to remember anything. Allow your unconscious mind to float back, looking for this shaky feeling. See if there's anything earlier. There may not be.
Okay, there's one other one.
Okay, and what is that?
Like, when was it?
Mm-hmm.
I think that was 7 years ago.
Okay, so there's another one 7 years ago. Does that feel like the first one?
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's a little different.
Slightly
it's
different,
the shakiness.
The shakiness is 7 years ago, the shakiness happened.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's just check back. Just zoom back through time and ask your unconscious mind, is there anything attached to this shakiness before 7 years ago? We're just being careful about checking here.
Can you repeat the question?
Is there anything attached to this feeling of shakiness prior to 7 years ago?
No.
No? You don't get anything. Okay, mm-hmm. Thank you. So now we don't need her self-anchor for shakiness. I don't need this anchor. So we break state. 7 years ago, over there, make a movie of what was going on 7 years ago, Lindsay, when this feeling of shakiness happened. What's going on over there that's creating the shakiness in her as you watch yourself over there?
What's going on?
Mm-hmm. What happened 7 years ago, in other words?
I was talking in front of a crowd of people about something really personal.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that a part of what this was about? It was about something really...
This particular time.
This particular time.
Yeah.
It was about something personal.
Mm-hmm.
And you noticed yourself getting shaky then.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't that the people were being unkind. They weren't throwing tomatoes at you. They weren't asking you horrible questions. No, it was that you were sharing something that was really personal about you.
Yeah.
And you got shaky.
Mm-hmm.
And what was the result of that? Your voice sounding shaky.
Yeah, and I wasn't speaking clearly or loud enough. And it didn't make sense. I was embarrassed.
Okay. So the result of this was not speaking loudly enough or making sense and you feeling embarrassed.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, is that similar, that experience that happened 7 years ago, is that similar to the one that happened 5 years ago that you first thought of? What are the similarities there?
The only similarities are the shakiness.
Mm-hmm.
And just feeling nervous in general, but it was more of a physiological thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
it wasn't that you were speaking about yourself again.
Mm-mm.
But somehow you tied back into that experience that happened 7 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, as you look at that over there, as you look at that Lindsay talking, let's go to the one that happened first 7 years ago. What does she need, what resource does she need at the time that she's getting shaky and her voice is getting funny and she's ending up not making sense and feeling embarrassed? What do you have now that she could use? Or what did you have in the past? Because you told me when you started, I used to be so confident. Mm-hmm. I didn't have any problem at all. So we know you have a past resource called confidence that would be useful. Is there anything else that she needed when this happened? An internal resource?
I think just being more grounded in my body.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like that time I got really, like, I felt like I was, like, all over the room instead of really centered
okay.
in my body.
Yeah, so you weren't present.
Yeah.
You weren't present in your body at that time.
Yeah.
And that could have made a big difference. You think?
Yeah.
Okay. So let's use that as our resource. So to do that, what I need you to do, let's step out of that space because that space has also got that shakiness in it. And I'd like you to get grounded in that way that you think you needed to be over there. Get fully present, fully grounded, breathing the way you would breathe so your voice would sound solid and secure. Okay, get yourself grounded, centered. How do you do that? Where is your breathing when you're really grounded and centered?
More like on you.
Yeah, usually most people go to their center point, okay? So let your be really aware of your breathing down there, that you are feeling centered, and then put your weight evenly on both feet like that. Does that feel more grounded?
Mm-hmm.
When you had your feet so close together, I wasn't sure that you might topple. So a little further apart, grounded, centered. What else makes you feel fully present and grounded so you're not all over the room? What else do you do besides breathe that way and maybe stand with both feet firmly planted on the floor?
Smile,
okay. All right, so smiling helps you feel centered too?
Yeah.
Okay, so get into that very centered, grounded place. Yeah, and I'm going to anchor that. Yeah, and just stay there. Looking at the group, because you are in front of a group, this is a great place to have that. You're in front of the group, you can smile, you can feel yourself being grounded, and feel yourself being centered,
mm-hmm.
fully centered. Now, if you put that in that experience 7 years ago, put yourself back in front of the group 7 years ago with this. That's right. So that there you are in front of this group and you're feeling grounded and centered and fully present. Notice how that's different.
Mm-hmm.
And speak a few words to notice what happens to your voice when you're there. Tell us something about yourself.
Talking slower.
Mm-hmm.
So, and louder. And I'm smiling.
Talking slower and mm-hmm. louder and smiling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Does that feel better than what you initially felt in that experience?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that helps, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, I want to use something else. You know that confidence you had when you were a kid? You said, I could speak. I didn't have any trouble.
Yeah.
What was that like? Let's add that in too. Let's stack that into feeling balanced and centered. So when's a time when you were a kid, before this thing happened 7 years ago, any time?
Well, I did the speech contest, I remember, in the fifth grade.
Oh, that's a good one.
I was one of the winners and did really well and had a lot of fun. So.
Okay, so what were you speaking on?
Women's rights in the Middle East.
In the fifth grade.
Whoa, I'm impressed.
Yeah, women's rights.
Yeah.
Oh, in the Middle East, great. Okay, I want you to go back there. What did the stage, were you on the stage?
No, I was just in the front of the classroom, okay. Just like this.
I want you to go back there. These are your fifth grade students. All of you look really young, will you? Yeah. And you're standing in front of them and you're delivering a speech about women's rights in the Middle East. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Notice how centered you are and how confident you are and how that feels, okay? We're gonna add that to your anchor, okay? Go back to that experience and notice, wow, that feels so good, especially when they announce that you're the winner, one of the winners.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's enough to build anybody's confidence up. So be there feeling that. That younger you, that fifth grade you, had this fully available to her. And ask that fifth grade you that you just stepped into if she will bring that right up to the present moment for you, so that you can have that readily available right now whenever you step in front of a group to speak. There's no reason why you can't have that right now, along with that balanced and centered and present state that we already added in. Notice what a difference that makes when you imagine being in front of a group speaking. Looks a lot more calm, doesn't it? Okay, so I used the anchor for that, right? I used the same anchor for both resources. First, that of balance. And since she had already said that she had that ability, I went back to that. Well, let's use that. That's a wonderful resource. Now, you're in front of a group. This is the best test of all. So, Lindsay, tell us something about yourself, would you?
Well, I live in Hawaii, as you know, and I teach yoga.
Oh.
And I'm in school.
What are you studying?
Transpersonal psychology.
How does her voice sound? It doesn't sound shaky. How does it feel?
Calm. Kind of calm.
Is that different?
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't, I don't feel the weakness.
Okay.
Like the weaker part.
Great. Yeah. Okay. So, where else in the future might you be in front of a group presenting anything that you really would like this? What kind of circumstance?
Well, I want to start teaching like workshops and with my yoga classes and stuff. Mm-hmm. So
you might be giving a yoga workshop.
Yeah, well, different kinds of workshops.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Where would you do this?
In Kauai.
Where in Kauai?
At my home.
Okay, so I want you to put yourself back there at your home, where you would be making a presentation. Notice what room you'll be in the home that you would do this presentation, what you would see, what kind of people might be there. And as you do that and you start making your presentation, I like this one a lot better, don't you? She's a cute smile. Yeah, how does that feel?
Really good.
Good. So anytime in the future that you are going to present yourself in front of a group, know that you have this resource readily available to you whenever you want it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good job.